Today, the White House will hold a big meeting about the possible links between video games and violence. It is a show we have seen before. President Trump sitting at a boardroom table with a bunch of leaders on a particular issue. An open debate ensues, and the TV cameras capture it all. At best, this can be a forum that allows the public to see a real debate over policy issues. At worst, it is a public performance that can end up confusing the conversation. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith noticed some parallels here with Trump's former life as a reality TV star.
On President Trump's highly successful reality show, The Apprentice, each episode ended in the boardroom.
Let's bring them in. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
Robin.
Let them come in, please.
Okay, Mr. Trump. Okay, you can go in now.
There, Trump questioned contestants about their performance on the week's tasks.
What makes you think you have charisma?
I think I do. I think I bring a certain energy to a place.
More so than the other three?
Yes.
And ultimately decided their fate.
You're fired.
Bill Pruitt was a producer on seasons 1 and 2 of The Apprentice. And sitting in the control room, watching the boardroom drama unfold.
You never knew what was going to happen exactly. It was like the greatest, grandest improvised theater with all the stakes woven into it.
In the boardroom on The Apprentice, those stakes were winning, losing, and the risk of embarrassment. In the cabinet room at the White House, the stakes can be people's lives. In January, when President Trump sat down with a bipartisan group of lawmakers to talk about immigration, the fates of more than 700,000 immigrants known as Dreamers were on the line.
I'll take the heat. I don't care. I don't care. I'll take all the heat you want to give me. And I'll take the heat off both the Democrats and the Republicans. My whole life has been heat. I like heat in a certain way. But I will.
Normally, cameras only would have been in the room for a few minutes, but they were allowed to stay for the entire meeting as Republicans and Democrats offered different suggestions, and Trump appeared to agree with both. Since then, there have been no breakthroughs on immigration legislation. At the time, pundits praised the president's transparency, the ability of the public to watch a policy discussion unfold in real time. And President Trump noticed. The next day, he talked about it in a cabinet meeting.
And my performance, some of them called it a performance. I consider it work. But got great reviews by everybody.
Then last month, Trump did it again. This time, the topic in the cabinet room was gun control and school safety. And just like Bill Pruitt in the Apprentice control room, those in the room and watching on TV had no idea where the conversation was going. Trump quizzed Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey about why his background check legislation didn't raise the age for rifle purchases to 21.
So I was just curious as to what you did in your bill.
We didn't address it, Mr. President. Look, I think
you know why? Because you're afraid of the NRA, right?
At another point, Vice President Pence raised the idea of obtaining court orders to temporarily take weapons from people deemed to be a danger to themselves or others. Trump went off script.
The ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession
or
of that individual.
Or might take the firearms first and then go to court.
The president's apparent willingness to bypass due process got people talking. Though before long, White House aides spread the word that Trump was really just trying to provoke an exchange of ideas. One could argue he was trying to make good television.
I certainly watch these listening sessions with a minor form of PTSD.
Again, Apprentice producer Bill Pruitt.
He'd reach over at the craft service table and scoop up a fistful of M&Ms and go, "Who should I fire?"
Pruitt says the producers couldn't tell Trump who to fire, but they tried to lay things out for him in a way that would fit with how the episode was shaping up.
We needed a consistent story, and then we needed a surprise at the end, but not the kind of surprise that would involve somebody unrelated to the task, unrelated to the failure, getting fired.
But left to his own devices in the boardroom, Trump sometimes went in an entirely different direction.
And I can imagine that just like the producers whose individual episodes were playing out in that boardroom, there's some policy advisor sitting off in the wings, way off camera, who's been prompting and prepping Mr. Trump to have a certain line of questioning, a certain line of dialogue go down in a certain way, and it just goes off the rails.
The difference, though, was with The Apprentice, they could go back and edit the episode in a way that made it all make sense, give it a through line. In real life and in politics, there's no editing. and confusion can have political consequences. Tamara Keith, NPR News.